Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
So here we are, 81.
81, 81.
Yeah, 8 and 1.
8 and 1.
9.
If you add them together. Or 7.
I don't.
Or would that be negative 7?
What? No. Well, it depends. Is it a negative 8 or a negative 1?
8, negative 1. Negative 1. Oh. 8 minus 1 is...
Is 7, yes.
7, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, good thing you're not an accountant.
Been a long time since I've had to do math.
Yeah, right. So let's just go ahead and get this over with. So
okay.
We can get Brophy sorted out up front.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened today with these Seagull people you enjoy?
Oh, okay, yeah. So the Seahawks, sorry, Albin Johnson, founder of the 501st Legion, but the Seahawks were a little too much for your Carolina Panthers today. But it was a well-fought game, hard-fought game. Still too many ulcers. I wish we just would have blown you out in the first quarter, but we didn't. 31-17, I think, was the final score.
I actually know it is the final.
Should have been 31-10, but
my Facebook was inundated, so
was, yeah.
It's definitely 31-17.
Yeah, I love how everyone's bitching about all the firecrackers that are going off when we win games.
Yeah, that's me. That's me doing it, by the way.
It's like, shut up. It's one day.
No, it's not. It's every fucking time this happens.
Right.
It's not one day. It's been
16
happening.
Games a season.
Uh-huh.
And then if we get in the postseason, it's 3 games,
well, and we've got
4 max.
People lighting off illegal fireworks behind our house in garbage cans.
No. Behind your house, that's dynamite.
It fucking sounds like it, yeah.
They're not fireworks behind
your
house.
Oh, sports team won. It's okay to break the law. Ding-a-dang-doo. That's how I feel about that.
And break the law on 4th of July and then break the law on New Year's. So
yeah, and I hate both of those.
Breaking the law
too.
All the time.
Yeah, just go fucking
breaking
watch.
Breaking the law. Oh, now I just want to listen to Judas Priest.
Well,
for an
okay,
hour.
Yeah, I agree.
So tomorrow,
yes.
They are dubbing Ice Bowl 2 because 47 years ago,
all right,
the Cowboys and Packers were in a playoff game.
Okay.
And it was a frozen tundra. Mm-hmm. Lots of cold things and hard earth and open stadium, and apparently it's going to be between 12 and 15 degrees during the game tomorrow.
Oh, so they were playing in Dallas.
So,
nah,
no.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that for a minute. It's gotten cold down in Dallas, but not that cold.
No. But no. Wisconsin's pretty fucking cold right now.
Yeah. The Cheeseheads are... So, Brophy's game is at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
It's good it's not at 10 a.m. tomorrow evening. That would really suck.
Yeah. Because you'd have to pick one. Either the AM or the evening.
Yeah.
But I like to just the double impact, AM and morning, just to confirm, because at my advanced age, I need that sort of repetition and confirmation.
Oh my God.
So we play whoever wins tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Just to fill everybody else in, the New England Patriots beat the Baltimore Ravens, and the Indianapolis Colts versus the Denver Broncos is the game after the Green Bay Cowboy game tomorrow. Mm. So New England will be playing the winner of the Indianapolis Colts Denver Broncos. We'll be playing the winner of the Cowboys Packers. By the way, Peyton Manning left the Indianapolis Colts to go play for the Broncos. I find it funny that they're head-to-head in sudden death overtime. And that's the football roundup for week 17 or 18, because we had a bye week. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There
Which
we
is,
are.
I thought, the whole buy thing, because I've never really followed any of this, I thought it was like BUY, like you buy the, you know, because you can, like, in poker, you can do a buy,
right.
Which is a BUY. But no, this is a buy, like, buy.
Right.
Like, you don't have to play.
And not a buy as in I'm playing on either side of the field.
Yeah, it's not a BI week.
It's not
that
an
would
offense
be awesome.
And defense type situation.
Oh, dude, if they had to do Iron Man, that would be amazing. I would watch that. I would watch that. If a team had to go, if a team in the NF fucking L, I'm sure there are laws against it, but if a team in the NFL had to go Iron Man, I would watch the shit out of that game.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch football.
Was it Varsity Blues or Friday Night Lights?
Oh no, it's worse. You're really gonna hate yourself when you realize what it's Necessary Roughness with Scott Bakula.
No, right. Oh. No, but there was just something that I was just watching where kid was playing on both sides of the Friday Night Lights, yeah, season 5. There was a kid who played defense and offense, and it was just like this, like Bo Jackson playing professional baseball and playing professional football.
Some would argue he never played professional baseball.
No one, Michael Jordan, people would argue, did not play professional baseball. Bo Jackson played professional baseball.
What was his
7 or 8 years?
No. I mean, like, what were his stats? Was he like
very good? Very good hitter. Very good outfielder.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
He was like.
I thought he just played for Sony.
Seth, double check and make sure Bo Jackson. You don't know Bo. Bo Diddley. Bo Jackson.
Oh, I know Bo. I know the Bo Diddley commercial.
Not my roommate, Bo.
No, not Bo. I don't know that Bo. Nobody should know that Bo. No one
knows. Oh, I want to make a Kiwi joke right now, and I can't.
Why?
Because I had like 3 of them, and exploded and shattered, and now I can't stitch one of them together.
It's not like New Zealand nationalism is taking over your heart. It's they obliterated each other in your head.
I mean, I know I'm Canadian, but Jesus, I'm not that soft.
Oh. Hey, they have all the freedom, though.
They do.
An international study named New Zealand the freest nation in the world.
That's because their wildlife beat the shit out of everybody else's wildlife.
New Zealand's got pretty... I think New Zealand's more tame. Australia's fucked up. Oh, Tasmania's okay. Tasmania's like hyper-fucked. It's like, I don't believe in the God, but it's like, all right, Australia, and then the shit that fails there gets to go to Tasmania. And then once we've worked it out, it's like the QA division, right? Like, once they've worked it out, then they can ship out animals to the rest of the world. But... fucking Australia's the testing ground, right?
Yeah.
And then, like...
You failed know, experiments.
Failed experiments, so they go to Tasmania.
What's the South American... Is it Brazil? Where, like, the spiders the size of sparrows just start falling out of the sky?
That sounds... I mean, Amazon,
that,
I think,
to me, is terrifying.
They're also the ones that will bite you and give you an erection. But not a fun one, like a burning one.
Okay. I was going to say, hold it, where's the downside? And oh.
Well, you also have to get bit by a spider. So
Yeah. And it's not on the erection, right?
No.
You don't have to be bit to get the...
They bite you. No.
Okay.
No, if you get bit there, I mean, just kill yourself.
Yeah,
don't really kill yourself. That's stupid. Don't do that.
No, but if you go have an erection and get bit by that spider on the erection,
and then you're and now the erection is like pulsing blood because...
If this erection lasts more than 4 hours, you will probably succumb to your wounds.
If this erection was caused by something with more than 6 legs, oh. What was that?
Can we change that to just more than 2 legs? Keep it.
Oh, man. Arachnophobia.
I had a 5-legged erection, so technically I'm safe.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All I can think of is that scene in Walk Hard. Where Tim Meadows' character's like, if you have an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
Yes.
Didn't you hear what I said? It gives you a boner. Fucking love. I love those scenes. The movie's not very good, but those scenes in that movie are fucking excellent.
Yes.
So.
And I thought the conceit was excellent.
Yeah.
Just execution was...
Hmm. Yeah.
Too much John C. Reilly, too fast.
You're just talking about the early 2000s in general.
Yes.
I love John C. Reilly, but
I do too.
Well, it's John C. Reilly as the lead that was kind of the thing that got over, you know, a little over pumped into the into the veins.
Yes. He's an animated lead.
He is an animated lead, but you know, to me he'll always be Mr. Cellophane, so. Or in that horrible fucking
dead to me.
What was he in that fucking P.T. Anderson shit show, Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights, yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that. He was good in that.
Yeah.
Bill Macy was good in that. That is the end of...
Philip Seymour Hoffman was good in that.
Yeah, he was okay in that. He wasn't... I did not find it to be one of my favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman roles. Yeah, the rest of that... movie to me. It was Booty Nights. But without the Knights. Yes. It was just Booty.
And Roller Girl.
I didn't care too much for her. I thought that she did a great job. Okay, now is when you're going to jump at me and kill me. I thought she did a great fucking job in Anger Management. That shitty Adam Sandler movie with...
I like the Sandler movie.
I thought she did a fucking excellent job in that. She's been very, very good in a few things. Boogie Nights, she was pretty good. Swinger, she was just like a bit part. But then a lot of her lead stuff was not my thing.
I thought you were going to say Legally Blonde.
Heather Graham's not in Legally Blonde.
I know.
Come on, man.
I was just hoping you were going to test me.
That's Al Pacino in drag. Don't fuck with me. I know my movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Hoo-ah! So, our weeks, I guess, we should talk about. I can go first.
Yeah.
I went back to, living someone else's dream, because corporate world, hey! Living the dream, not mine. That's just life. Jeff Bezos doesn't even think about me, but I help fill his pockets. That's it. That's literally my week, by the way. I don't think I did anything else. It was just fucking work.
I had an audition
mm-hmm.
for a show at Harlequin. I got turned down for a show at Harlequin.
Ooh.
With Christian and Nathan because we're going to RadCon!
RadCon!
And apparently that was too much for me to be gone.
One
for 2 days.
2 days.
And that's okay.
All right, yeah,
that's
sure.
That's okay. They're going to have a great show. I'll go down and see it. I am hopeful that the pilot for Camp Abercorn takes off, in mm-hmm. which case I'll be filming when this other play is.
Right.
But I'm not worrying about that until I get in the other show, because Aaron's got another week of auditions, so mm-hmm. I won't know. The same guy who directed Middletown and was Brick.
Gotcha.
And we'll get to do Mockingbird later this summer together. So
cool.
Cool. I really like that guy. After this, I have a voiceover to record. Please don't let me forget.
Oh, okay.
I'll be gone next week, and I can't forget to record it.
Is anyone? Is it for Dawn?
It is for no. It's another voiceover audition for Washington Lottery as sort of a Sam Neill type. I'm a handyman and I do boring things. The new Washington Lottery's redo your home thing, blah 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 blah. So yeah. Like,
the new Washington Lottery. Ask yourself, do you feel lucky?
I know.
I mean, really fucking lucky. Like 1 in 4 or 5 million lucky. You know, the kind of lucky that gets you hit in the head by an ice cream truck or something. That doesn't make any sense.
See,
why would you get hit just in the head by an ice? But yeah, it's like,
if you were in Maximum Overdrive, you'd get hit just in the head by an ice cream truck.
Did they? What?
Semi-truck took out that guy.
Well, it was a semi-truck. It's not an ice... Yeah. Dude, where the fuck did you get your ice cream?
Oh, I buy it by the 5-gallon tub.
Oh, all right. Oh, my God.
So...
What kind of fucking Willy Wonka-esque, fucked-up Kafka childhood did you have?
Yes, I did a lot, worked on Toy Rescue Mission website.
Cool.
I helped a friend cut their film, their acting reel together.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
And we've got some more work to do on that. Had acting class on Wednesday, which was good. Might be opening it up for Tacoma area.
Wow.
Might teach a second class.
Cool.
I have quite a bit of... Semi-interest. I've got a lot of...
You need interest?
If it was down here, I'd do it, but I can't get anyone to go...
Yes, bring
it down. And so it's...
Yeah.
You know. And just kind of packing and trying to get all my shit together this week For the vacay. Make sure that I's are dotted, T's are crossed. I'm going to work on... my acting philosophy.
Why does no one ever dot J's anymore?
I don't know. I am because it's more that accent grave over the J.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just lazy.
Yeah.
Shoot, there was something else I was going to... Oh, I love my new car stereo, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Just want to say that.
That's...
Geez. Bluetooth, USB.
I think you love it a little too much, man.
I did. Yeah, I was enjoying the... I got my old iPhone 3S.
Oh, yeah?
No.
No.
Sorry, 3G.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone 3, iPhone 1,
2. It's 2, 3G.
3G, yeah.
Yeah.
So the old iPhone 3G operating system 3.1.3 mm-hmm. can update... How do you do anything on this phone? It doesn't do anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a stupid phone. It doesn't do anything other than play music.
Right.
So, yeah, that goes through the thing, and I had the whole playlist. So I was listening to Linkin Park and Tool and Social Distortion. Oh, went to a Tron soundtrack, mm-hmm. and it all sounds so good. I forgot what music was because I hate the fucking radio.
Wait. What the fuck stereo did you get to make Linkin Park sound good? Give me a second.
Fuck you! They are not Nickelback.
No, you're right. They're not. They're a hard rock boy band. Sony. Okay, so he has the MEX N6000BH. If you want Linkin Park to sound good, this is the stereo for you.
Yes, and it has HD radio built in, and it really makes a difference.
Oh no, huge difference.
Kind of really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the signal's not the same. Like, you lose it more often, or it's easier to lose more often, but it's fucking pristine.
When it dials in, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. And just being able to have the point two, although I didn't know it was as touchy.
It's touchy.
You go through downtown Seattle, and if you go by a building that's over 50 stories, goodbye signal.
Oh, you lose that. You lose satellite radio same way.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Tall buildings just cut it. When I was on my way up to Bellingham, There's a bit where you're kind of going around a mountain and you get no satellite radio because there's no clear line of sight to the southern sky.
Oh, you're in the shadow.
Yeah.
Or so, whatever they call that.
Yeah. Balls.
Balls.
They call it balls.
You're in Ballsville.
Ballingham is actually the... So
let's talk about Muhammad.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Muhammad.
And the importance of his...
Let's talk about Charlie Hebdo.
Figure...
Je suis Charlie kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I am going to make the assumption that everyone listening to this knows what I'm talking about.
You shouldn't, because I didn't, because I don't pay attention to the name. I pay attention to the event.
Okay, so in Paris this week, I think it might be four total people now, but three were actually like involved on the ground with heavy artillery.
Mm-hmm.
Three extremists stormed the Charlie Hebdo headquarters, which is a satire magazine. They published the Muhammad cartoons in the early 2000s, and killed, I think it was 12 people.
12.
Yeah. So the first report was 10, and I think it's 12. Then fleed on foot. So you also suck at martyrdom, people. So they fleed on foot. One turned himself in. He was 18, obviously indoctrinated kind of person because...
Correction on that.
Uh-huh.
He turned himself in because everyone said...
That's
the guy.
Gotcha.
He was in class.
Oh, okay.
He was not a part of it.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Good to know.
And thank you to Twitter for people going... Funny that he's a part of this. He's sitting right next to me in class.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the initial report, was that it was this young kid and two other brothers.
Yeah, so it's probably the two older people, and then I saw a
girlfriend.
Woman.
Yeah,
girlfriend had been added, and then the fourth one maybe either not there or up in the air. I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to get back to the news sites. and I want to say for good reason, Torchlight 2, is that a good reason?
It is.
Okay, so I've been playing Torchlight 2 for freedom. And anyway, I just wanted to give, like, this is unabashedly censorship through terrorism. And the fact that they are not backing down is, to me, an amazing feat. The obviously, they got a lot of international support. This is the Charlie Hebdo side. They got a lot of international support. Now, keep in mind, supporting speech doesn't mean you have to like what is said, because frankly, the Charlie Hebdo stuff was pretty inflammatory, pretty shitty stuff. It wasn't good.
Right.
It didn't have to be good. They still had the right to print it. Okay? Now, there's...
Like we are with... what's the religious people that...
The Jews?
No. No, the asshole that protests every gay funeral.
Yeah,
for
the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, they have the right to do that.
They have the right to do that.
But you can scream right back at them. That's right. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screaming's a great
Screaming's
sport.
Screaming's great. But here's the thing. There is a little bit of controversy because one of the cartoonists got fired for posting a Jewish cartoon. And they were inciting race riots. And so people are like, well, how are you inciting race riots with that? But you're not, you know, so that was a little messed up. But part of that is this very political move to combine the politics of a country, a race of people, and a religion all into one word.
Yes.
And that's not cool because... The government is using that to keep themselves free of criticism. They can basically say, oh, you're anti-Semitic if you don't like the government. And that's just bullshit because a lot of Jewish people don't like the Jewish government or the Israeli government.
Yeah.
So that being said, and again, the guy that got fired for a pretty fucking stupid, snarky remark about, I want to say it's the PM of France's son getting married to a Jewish woman, calling it a good way to get money or something. It was fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But it was stupid to fire him as well. So there's all sorts of stupid going on. That being said, nobody shot anybody.
Right.
You know?
Well, fired from a job and fired from a gun. Well, it's the same word, but it has a totally different
meaning. And it's probably not the same word in French.
Je suis.
What? Okay.
I have no idea.
You just said I am.
Oh.
And then nothing. So you are nothing. It's very fucking nihilistic.
That's it. There it is.
All right, Nietzsche. So let's...
Button hook on that. When they did take down the two assholes, the assholes took down 8 more people, so there's a 20-person death toll.
Wow.
But remember, they're two assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Westboro Baptist Church is a small group collective of Baptists
assholes.
They're not Baptist assholes. And they're a small group of people who happen to be Baptists who are assholes.
Right.
Let's not condemn an entire religion. And it's a few.
Yeah,
one bad apple spoils the whole
bunch.
Is that right?
No, it's the saying. It's if you have a barrel full of wine, if you have a barrel full of shit and you add a tablespoon of wine, you have a barrel full of shit. If you have a barrel full of wine, you have to add a tablespoon of shit, you have a barrel full of shit.
Right.
So, right. It's the same kind of concept. Here's the thing. I do want to say this because I know that there are people out there who are like just chomping at the bit to use this not all X thing. The difference here is these are fringe extremists who really, really do make up a small population of an overarching religion that is the vast majority, no more violent than the vast majority of Christians. They just want to fucking live their lives.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my opinions on religion in general, but I'm not going to like pick on any one group as being more violent. Radicals are violent. That's what they fucking do. So saying not all Muslims in this case does make sense because it's the vast majority that aren't. A lot of the times when people say, well, yeah, but not all blah, it's like a 50-50 thing.
Right.
So, you know, it's, you're trying to marginalize the negative connotations that are coming at a group of people that are vastly represented by the negative thing that's being talked about. So that this isn't the same thing.
Also, if I remember correctly, it's really sad when you have to go and call someone while you're being hunted down and surrounded and about to have your last breath and say, no, 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 we were funded by Al-Qaeda. No, 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 seriously, they trained us. No, 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 seriously, we're doing it on behalf of this organization. And that organization going, we don't know them.
Yeah, that's not us.
Well, that's the thing.
You've got so many leaders of, and unfortunately, there's a lot of leaders of the religion who are also leaders of government. That's another rant to have. But we've got that too. And by we, of course, I mean, you know, the Western religions. I don't mean we, we have that. I mean,
right.
You know, yes. But you know, separation.
I mean, you and I have, the two bards definitely have a separation of church and state.
Definitely.
That's in our bylaws.
It is. It is. It's even in our straight laws.
And?
No, just the straight laws.
Just the bylaws and the straight laws?
Yeah, the gay laws don't need that. They're already great.
True. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it's a given there.
It's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. And taken. So, yeah, it's just, it's, anyway, joking about all of this stuff aside, if your fucking religion can't handle criticism, if your religion that is helmed by an omnipotent being who already has a place to put people that mm-hmm. do bad things, can't handle some cartoons that aren't even read by the people in your religion because of the right. other laws in your religion. Stop fucking shooting people. Like, come on.
And the best part is, okay, I apologize if you and I are targeted by religious extremists for this comment.
Do it. I don't care.
But Muhammad has the worst PR guy ever because there shall not be any image of him. So how do we know he could be a cat? The entire religion could be based on a cute little big-eyed feline
mm-hmm.
because there shall be no
mm-hmm.
representation of mm-hmm. Muhammad.
Yeah.
So I'm
oh, go
or
ahead
an octopus.
And, go ahead and
it's
name
SpongeBob.
Go ahead and literally name 50% of your male children this, but no representation. You know. But yeah, just gonna.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a comic or a caricature or it's any image of mm-hmm. Muhammad verboten.
Yeah, verboten.
Sorry,
verboten might be something I don't.
It might be.
Yeah,
my pronunciation could be off, and that could be.
It's like a Berlin strip club. Come on into verboten.
We're tootin' with verboten. Yeah.
Mit dem großen. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, I lost it at verboten. I don't even know where I'm going. It just sucks that, you know, Buddha can take a fucking selfie.
Yeah.
Jesus can take it. They're fucking together at the club. Hey, what's up? Jesus doing duck lips.
Mm. I'd rather see Buddha doing duck lips.
Yeah.
The long hair and the beard.
It doesn't,
too much going on.
Yeah.
Buddha, just that beautiful cherubic countenance and some duck
lips. I guess
lips.
If we're talking about gods doing duck lips, Zeus is kind of high on the list because he would turn into an actual duck. And then probably, you know, bang everybody in the whole, yeah.
Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah. No, Screw McDuck, not Scrooge.
Screw McDuck, okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he was a Scottish god.
No.
His name isn't Whiskey.
So.
Anyway, so that's our rant for this week.
Yeah.
And hopefully you didn't notice at all.
Oh, are you gonna?
I'm gonna break the fucking fourth wall here.
Okay.
So
that was 3 minutes 50 seconds ago.
3 minutes 50 seconds ago, we lost power. Well, longer ago, but in this podcast, there's a cut because we lost power, and luckily Adobe saved the session. Before the computer just fucking... I mean, it was a straight-up dead. It wasn't like... Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, no, the power's going out. Quick, shut everything down. It was like, gone.
Can I tell the funny other part of that story since we lifted the curtain?
Oh, you know what? Go ahead and tell the funny other part. I'm going to go get a drink because I'm too mad to listen to the funny other part.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, as frequent listeners to the podcast may know, the lovely Bard number one... bought Bard number two a bottle of Lagavulin for his birthday. Because it happened so close to Christmas, he is an awesome bard and decided to get me something that I needed very desperately, which is an uninterrupted power supply that he purchased and was supposed to be here last night, which, had it been shipped and gotten here and not been held up in a snowstorm in Chicago or wherever the fuck it was... that wouldn't have happened, but I have an old piece of shit 15-year-old uninterrupted power supply that apparently is interruptible.
We should make a movie, Supply Interrupted. Angelina Jolie can be in it. It'll be great.
So I was on the phone with the United Parcel Service, UPS, yelling at them about the fact that today, which I thought it would be shipped or delivered because it's been in Seattle for 2 days, the UPS uninterrupted power supply to my house, which they didn't, and I was yelling, and then this happened, and thankfully it was saved, because I think you'll agree the first 23 minutes of this were spot on magnificent.
Yes.
The rest of the podcast may tank.
But, oh, I plan on it. It's going to tank.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
And you know why?
Why?
Because we only have two questions that also got lost when the power
crapped out.
Fuck. So now I have to go find them again. Just a sec.
All right. So, yeah. Obviously, it sucks to have shipments slowed down, whatever. That's we all know that blows. However, a lot of times you can work out an alternate delivery or something like that with the with the company that does the delivery, FedEx will do that or whatever. UPS made just zero attempt to actually make you happy as a customer. They just did not care.
In fact, they posted, mm-hmm. when you said, fuck, this got held up,
mm-hmm.
I went, did the search, and it said, look, due to unforeseen travel, the truck got held up. Mm-hmm. I get that. Totally understand weather. Totally understand.
It wasn't on a
ground
plane.
Shipping.
It wasn't on a plane because they don't have touchdowns in Chicago.
Right. Oh snap!
They don't have those either. Oh,
Dub Bears.
Yeah. I'm trying at this football thing.
I know.
I'm trying
You're
really
good.
Hard.
You're
I'm
doing
trying
good.
Hard. Okay.
It's very punny. Kind of like punting.
My last name does end with a ski, so I should be good at that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It said on the UPS website, we're sorry for the delay. We are working to get this shipped to you in the fastest way possible. Apparently that means holding on to it for 2 days, 15 miles from my house, and then delivering it to me after a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 days. It will have been sitting in Seattle
mm-hmm.
almost longer than it took to get to
Seattle. Yeah, that's true. And it shipped from Pennsylvania, so.
But it's going to be real pretty when it comes here.
You don't know. You don't know that the delay wasn't them, like, you know, pissing in the box or something.
Yeah, I know.
So,
they were using that to stay warm while the truck was high-centered in the Rocky Mountains.
Hey, yo, plug it in again.
Look what happens when I unplug it.
Hey.
It's such pretty music.
Yeah. So anyway, I like, again, you know, it's like, this is totally first world problems. I get it.
Yeah.
But other if we called Amazon, unfortunately I work for Amazon, which limits what I can do in terms of calling Amazon,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. But if we were just a regular customer and we called Amazon, odds are you'd get a $5 movie, you know, credit or something like that,
right.
or music or some shit. They would make it right, even though it wasn't their fuck up.
Right.
And so UPS just really doesn't care, though I heard their music service sucks.
Well, and they're doing better than FedEx did.
Yeah, FedEx leave it on your porch, doesn't matter where you live, downtown Detroit, they don't care.
No.
Put a fucking sign on it with some neon, steal this. They don't care. I've seen, like, we had FedEx throw a package. Remember when we lived in the place in Capitol mm-hmm. Hill? There was a gate, a metal gate in front of it.
No, they threw it up over the gate.
They threw it up over the gate.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Did it say fragile on it?
No, it didn't. Okay. Though that would have probably increased the chances that they would have done it. Frankly, there's a thing going around, and it's actually fairly accurate from the few people I know who work for parcel shippers. Is you never put fragile on your box. You put things like contains medical, contains medical samples
mm-hmm.
or something they don't want to get out of the box.
Yeah.
You know?
Biohazard.
Yeah. That will keep your fucking box safe. Fragile means, hey, kick me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Seriously, fragile's like four fucking physics textbooks and a pair of glasses with a Band-Aid around them. You're going to get it fucking kicked.
Uh,
Yeah, I don't have any more for this week. We can go to questions.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say that I meant to say this a long time ago, but then I got sidetracked. So I am, you can, that is my new Earl Thomas, number 29, Seattle Seahawks jersey from Mr. Brophy. Thank you very much, Mr. Brophy. And unbeknownst to me, he had already ordered this. And we were going back and forth a couple weeks ago, the game before my birthday. And he was being very sneaky. Oh, so like if you got a jersey, who would you, you know, oh, look at Cam Chancellor. He's out there. What about Earl Thomas? You know, Russell Wilson. And I was like, I don't want Wilson or Sherman because they're always, I mean, they're the ones that everybody knows. And I like Earl Thomas. But again, I want the guy who's bringing a Stanley pail and thermos and a hard hat to work. I don't want the guy who's out there in front of the, you know.
Technically, don't they all bring hard hats to work?
They do.
All right.
But I've discovered who the next jersey I'm going to get is.
Oh, yeah?
And that's Wilson with two L's. Luke Wilson, number 82.
This is a different Luke Wilson than the one I'm thinking of.
This is not the actor Luke Wilson. This is the Seattle Seahawk Luke Wilson. I am just wondering if they even have his jersey, but after the plays today, I bet in this upcoming season there will be Luke Wilson jerseys, but I'm really hoping one's available so I can get one or have one magically show up on my doorstep.
Can't they just make them? Can't you just like go to the Seahawks store or something and be like, make me this jersey with this number and just give it to me?
For $250,
yes. Oh, fuck that.
And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to get a brand new Brian Bosworth jersey. I looked so hard to try and find a Bosworth jersey that, yeah. And if you haven't seen it, the 30 for 30, ESPN is doing 30 films for 30 years, celebration of their 30-year anniversary. Huge series, basketball, hockey, soccer, ladies tennis, boxing, football, collegiate, professional, all of these movies, all these documentaries.
Fuck you, Arthur Ashe. Ladies tennis, you don't get it.
They're all amazing. And because I haven't seen a men's tennis. No, I take that back. Not McEnroe, Connor, Jimmy Connor.
Okay. But why wouldn't you do McEnroe?
I think it's a two. I think it's something that one I think is called You Want This or something. And it's the adversary. Adversary, I think. But anyway, there's a wonderful one about Bosworth. And he goes back and takes his son looking through all of the clippings that his father saved from when he was a child. And how he never got his dad's respect. And it was never, no matter what he did, it was never good enough for his dad and all this weight and pressure put on him in college and the pros and all that. Whatever you think of Brian Bosworth, watch that thing. And it is an incredible father-son story of trying to teach his young son how to not do the things he did and how to grow up and be a man. And it is an amazing documentary.
Cool.
And the minute I saw that, I was just like, okay, all the shit talking I used to do about that guy, totally take it all back. And a lot of the collegiate ones that I've been watching on the football, the pressures those guys are under and what those programs do, NCAA, I would like to take a hot poker and put up all of your collective bungholes.
See, yeah, I could probably get into it if it was like, you know, MTV does it and they do it for like, you know, they're 30. I could get into that. I don't. The only thing I know about Brian Bosworth is he was in some really bad fucking movies.
Yes.
Really bad ones.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He was like Dolph Lundgren without the charm.
In fact, I think he was in a movie with Dolph Lundgren, wasn't he?
I would almost guarantee.
He's the shorter Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Less educated,
maybe,
too.
Maybe Red Heat or something like that. Does that sound right? I don't.
Was that?
Nah, it wouldn't be Commando.
Red Sonja?
No. He wouldn't be in Red Sonja, would he?
Wasn't he? What's her name's girlfriend? Didn't they marry? No, wasn't she married still Stallone.
Okay.
For a while. And then she was on The Apprentice. Celebrity Apprentice.
Yvette. I forget her fucking name. All I know about Red Sonja is Ernie Reyes Jr. was the kid in that. And he was annoying as fuck. He was so annoying, and I hated him, and I hated his, like, his handmaid guy that followed him around. Just fucking hated them. Hated them so much.
His handmaid guy.
Whatever, dude. I mean, that's what, I don't know. Whatever.
His hand-ironed maiden guy.
His obviously, obviously white Asian sidekick.
Uh-huh.
Who just ran around being a stereotype. That guy.
Yeah.
Terrible. The guy who stole the ruby that fucked him over and called the sea serpent. Fuck that guy.
I'm just going to look intelligent, nod, and say yes, Andy. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, I'd love MTV to do this, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about sort of Mother Love Bone and then the death of Wood and how, you know, how MacReady and Stone Gossard, like, were trying to kind of start a new band, and they ended up, anyway, this Temple of the Dog came out of this whole thing with Chris Cornell coming up, and then Eddie Vedder was originally going to audition for the new band that they were doing, and then Chris Cornell's like, no, you know, come do this thing, and he'd already written two songs, and they wrote Hunger Strike, and he's like, I can't get the melody on this right, and Eddie Vedder's like, well, let me try it, and fucking A, there you go, and then Pearl Jam.
Didn't VH1 do that? VH1 Storytellers?
Did they?
They've got a whole Storytellers series.
Is VH1 still a thing? I don't know. I think
VH1 was an offshoot of MTV gobbled up by MTV.
Well, I'm pretty sure Viacom owns all...
Oh, God,
Yeah, it's like...
What was I just watching?
VH1 is the MTV. Lane Bryant to MTV's Torrid.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a visual. Now, what was I just watching that was surprised me? It was an MTV film. They're still making MTV-produced films. It was recent.
Really? Do they still have
Hobbit?
No. I will fucking kill you. Do they... MTV
can't still get the guy
stuff.
Flying
yeah,
by in the
moon
suit.
Guy. Yeah.
And then... Zoom, comes by real close, and you see the reflection in the thing.
What the fuck MTV film would there be? I'll have to look it up. Seth, help us out. What's the new MTV film?
Yeah, it was...
Fuck, I haven't seen an MTV film since, like... Well, like, I remember Wayne's World had an MTV intro.
Yeah.
Which was weird, because... But I guess Saturday Night Live and Lorne Michaels... Lorne Michaels had that thing with Comedy... That's what it was. Lorne Michaels had that thing with Comedy Central for The Vacant Lot, or Exit 57. I can't remember which one. I think The Vacant Lot... So that's probably how that whole thing happened, and how MTV produced that. There was a Portlandia episode about MTV recently.
What?
Yeah, they had Kurt Loder on it and everything. Dude, for real.
That.
You need to watch it. It's great. They took it back. They went and stormed the MTV offices and took them back over. So they had like Tabitha...
We want videos again, not
well,
reality.
They had Tabitha Soren and Kurt Loder and all of those. Duffy was in it for like a half a second. Though, isn't she like a crazy right-winger now?
They're all crazy.
Well, they're all crazy, but like she's like Fox News crazy.
Yeah.
So I might be thinking about a different one, a different VJ too, but one of them is a crazy like Fox News type. Anyway, so should we get to some questions?
Sure.
Cool.
We only have two.
Okay. Well,
you people have disappointed us for the new year.
Which, thank you. I didn't want to get my hopes too high, and you met them.
Yes. And I would say two new people, but no.
No, it's Lauren. Laura Adams. And
Laura and Rob.
Rob.
Yeah. So
I can't even read it. I just knew.
Paula Moran, where are you?
Ah, oh, Paula Moran.
All this year, you have been absent. Laura writes, are you guys going to RadCon this year?
Yep.
Yep.
Already answered, kind of, but... Plan to be there. Got a couple of... I'm on at least three panels.
I haven't seen the panel breakdown. I'm really hoping to do an acting...
Well, there, so we are...
philosophy thing.
We are go for a Two Bards Live.
Oh, nice.
You should check your junk mail, because it went out a while ago.
Okay. I haven't seen anything. I filled out the form, but I
haven't... Oh, okay. Gotcha.
...seen anything on the... I will be doing opening ceremonies.
Yep.
With the always funny Brad Steiner... doing the writing development.
Right.
I think we're going to have a good one in store this year. Three RadCons, three opening ceremony MC gigs. I love doing that.
Yep.
I'd
be interested. So SpokeCon this year and WorldCon are the same weekend, right?
Not the same weekend, okay, same good. Location.
Oh, good, good, good. Because I'm not going to Worldcon, but I will be going to SpoCon.
And Worldcon has no... They don't have a, oh, you're a working pro, we'll get you in. No.
Yeah, it's just give us money.
So,
unless you're, if you're George R. R. Martin, you probably get comped.
If you're one of those pros, yes, yeah. But I'm just saying that.
The working pro, yeah, I know what you mean.
If Randy McKay wanted me to come over and go, hey, you're going to do a thing.
You'd have to pay.
I'd still have to pay.
Or someone from the SpoCon group would sponsor you or something. Right. But yeah.
Which it would still be fun to do a Worldcon just to say that.
It's, you know, really, dude, Worldcon really hates new media, though. It's a bunch of stodgy old writers. Like, you have a few people in there who are kind of like, I mean, Neil Gaiman's a good example of, he is an old writer, but he understands new media. And right. So he's in there kind of like, you know, getting shit all fucking, you know, he knows. But then you get like just angry old writers.
That's why we need He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Ah, yeah.
To be resurrected. But, no, that's where I want to go. I want to go, boom, big jobs.
Yeah, he was doing the British Forks.
Yes,
for those of you who can't see sound.
And it's a shame that you can't. It's really a wonderful, yeah. Wonderful thing.
Yeah, for those of you with synesthesia and the ability to see sound, that's probably not what you saw.
No,
I write in and tell us what you saw. I'd be interested.
The other question. As opposed to I guess technically it is the next question.
It is the next and the last question. Other,
and the last, it's mm-hmm. a trifecta of questions. Rob McLennan writes, got a project in mind for Seattle Webfest? ? Also, Vancouver Webfest? ?
No, Glass Cannons would be my Webfest project, personally. Yes. I don't have anything directly for Webfest. It is possible that we will have enough episodes of Andat in the can for Webfest. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Andat is strange for me because it really reminds me of how different my sense of humor is from the rest of the world's. Because I find Andat hilarious. It is fall on the floor funny for me. And very few people get it. So it really reminds me of how different sort of my tastes are.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if it would be accepted into Webfest. But maybe next year. We do potentially, and this we is the grand overarching we of Zoe DG Two Bards and surrounding properties. Potentially we will have Attacking the Darkness. That's going to be feature length, but could be cut into webisodes.
Could H&H be part of Webfest this year?
H&H could definitely be part of Webfest, unless they require 6 episodes. I haven't looked at the rules.
Oh, okay.
Tony Becerra...
We'll just cut the 3...
Into 6.
Into 6.
Because Lord knows shorter is what would help them.
Yes.
That is the opposite of true.
Perfect. We'll take each of the 3
mm-hmm.
and make them 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could be the first to finish.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucas trilogy.
There we go.
The first to endeavor, complete, and pull off. Probably the only. The 9-act, 3-act show.
Ah! True. But it's possible Attacking the Darkness could make it. I don't know. I don't know what the plans are for that. I will say that I don't know what we're going to do with it yet. But Gabriel Gonda has created and successfully exported, and I have tested, because you got to test this shit, a 4K version of Dark Dungeons.
Wow.
And it looks good. Like, real good.
Well, and you can tell because you have a 4K monitor.
I can tell because I have a 4K monitor. So, anyway, no plans directly for that. I would love to do something with Webfest. We have access to people that maybe could help a bit with that. I'd like to maybe talk to Devin Baker a little bit and see what she's got mm-hmm. going on up in her neck of the woods, because I know that she has a lot of people who have a lot of ideas, but there's not enough time or people to produce them. And so, especially for Vancouver, maybe that could get us, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got, you know, she's friends with like Osric Chow and you know, a number of people who are pretty big in the Vancouver scene. Plus, we've got Vanessa Drivenes up there and a bunch of other people. I would love to go shoot something in Vancouver.
Joanna, Rob.
Joanna, Rob. They, now, see, but they're really pushing for their own. Like, the, their series is definitely going to probably be in WebFest. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I gotta hope so.
Yeah. I don't like clowns. They can all die in a fire. They know why.
But I do like elves with beards.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That part's great. I would have loved if there were two of us, but whatever. Whatever. Rob.
Next season.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was told last season. Rob.
Come on, Hunt.
Yeah. It's okay, and I'd love to get Edwin in something, too. Because yes. he's just my favorite.
Yeah.
So, no offense to everyone else, but huge offense to everyone else. So, yeah. Nothing planned, but that doesn't mean nothing. There are some other festivals we're trying some stuff at. I will talk more when something comes up on those. I can't say anything until it does, unfortunately. And then there's a bunch of NDA shit that I can't talk about. And then there's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. This is the part that sucks. It's like, oh, hey, guys.
So we'll see. But there's a couple things that we thought were dead that may not be dead.
That's true. That's not even maybe what I was talking about, but that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows? It's the ups and downs of this business, and it's driving
that
me to
which
drink.
Which is dead may never die.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Dan Rather. God, I love that man.
Oh, anyway, so
he's my Walter Cronkite.
Oh, I hate you sometimes.
Look it up. Look it up. Come
I know.
On, Seth.
I know. Okay.
Bring it all home.
Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. Or was it? Is it? That's
Murrow.
That's the way it is. Is
and that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. That's Cronkite. Right?
Cronkite. Yep.
Okay. What was Rather's? Or what was it? No.
Rather just had all the.
Good night.
Can I and all the lovely Southern colloquialisms. But Edward R. Murrow was the one signing off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's about it for this week, Neil.
If you're listening.
And you're up late because you got a new show. So I know you're up late.
What? So,
oh, yeah. He's got a late night show coming up.
What?
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Did Cosmos get picked up?
No, I don't think it's Cosmos. It's a late night talk show.
No, I know. I'm just asking. Oh. Did Cosmos get picked up for...
For renewal?
Yeah.
I thought that was a one-shot deal, but maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked. I
sure hope so.
Yeah, because Seth MacFarlane needs fucking more money.
I don't give two shits about Seth, but I did like seeing all that stuff with...
No, I agree. I agree.
With him.
Well, I just liked him show? Fucking... I liked him earthbending. Brrr, and the fucking canyon would come up. The new show is... It's a late night science talk show. It's fucking A. Yes. 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 Thank you. Make that happen.
On, like, the Science Channel?
I don't know.
Like a Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, like a Jimmy Kimmel, but with Black Science Man.
Because Star Talk Radio
is exactly.
Amazing.
And it's going to be that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome.
And he should have the two bards on as a guest at any point the run of the season.
That would be great. We would love that.
But the inaugural guests...
Yes.
I mean, we've been talking you up for 81 episodes, my friend.
That's 81.
81.
Well, technically it's 80.
True.
But, you know, for all intents and purposes.
We'll visit the... Soon we'll catch up and it will be 81.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's relevant to science news. Maybe we can make our black holes collide.